Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in the operations area here in Miami, Florida. The official clock says 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central. Let's get the latest information on Hurricane Sally. We got the intermediate advisory just issued. Wind now 80 miles an hour, moving northwest at 2 miles an hour. That hasn't changed. We're about 105 miles south of Mobile, Alabama. So let's check out the latest information, starting with the radar here. Clearly see where the center is. You can start seeing on the north side some of that convection ramping around the center. And also some of these rain bands. And we've been talking about that all day and even talking about it yesterday and thinking to see where these will be. And that's what we're seeing. Some of these rain bands with the possibility of waterspouts and also tornadoes in these. But just torrential tropical rainfall. And even looking at the source, I mean, we're moving so slow, 2 miles an hour. You actually can follow some of these rain bands well south into the Gulf of Mexico. So that moisture still has to stream up into these rain bands. So that's why we have such high rainfall rates predicted as well. So that's a dangerous situation associated with that rainfall. I do want to show you that latest update from the latest advisory, 1 o'clock Central Time. Look at the winds around the center. You start seeing these tropical storm force winds. I mean, actually looking some expansion here, about 125 miles or greater out from the center. Even the hurricane force winds right here, you can see around the center, but look how slow. I mean, that's really the story of this system. So 1 o'clock Central, this is really close to getting to the shoreline there, and that's tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning. So very slow movement, Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, and then getting into Thursday evening. Look how slow. I mean, that's just incredibly slow. And the problem with that is that just prolongs all the impacts. One of the impacts is the rainfall. Because of that slow movement, you continue to drop so much rainfall in some of these areas. Look at these totals, 15 to 20 inches of rain in some of these areas here, 10 to 15 in red in a large area. That's dangerous. You start getting areas with 15 to 20 inches of rain. Even some areas could see 25 to 30 inches of rain before it's all said and done. That's a dangerous situation. And then not just coastal, you follow our track, moving it forward. You can see 6 to 10 inches of rain. Any of those areas in orange, Alabama, Georgia, even getting into portions of western South Carolina. So dangerous situation. Definitely don't want to travel on these interstates, Interstate 10, 65 in Alabama. Just a dangerous situation associated with the potential of flash flooding there. So definitely take precautions there. Listen to those local officials. And the other part of this is a storm surge. Do want to spend some time on that as well. So still a dangerous situation. So if you think of the center about here, the flow around that center, around the center of the storm goes like that. So what happens is you start piling up the water in some of these areas. And when the winds rotate, even coming out of the east, you see these east-facing shores start to pile up the water. And we've seen that. We've seen some areas here already getting 2 to 3 foot of rise with this storm surge. So some of these areas, Mississippi coast, can still see 3 to 5 foot of storm surge. Moving over to the Mobile Bay, 4 to 7 foot of storm surge, those barrier islands, and getting into the bay. And also over there in the Florida Panhandle, some places getting 3 to 5 foot of storm surge. So a dangerous situation with Hurricane Sally. We'll be keeping an eye on it from here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.